This is Tanya and Steve. We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Oh, look out a minute, wait a minute, Rise.
Where's Tanny?
Tanny's not here today. All the boys will play.
Look out, Steve. Hey.
All right, six pack of prawns. Thanks, Ty. Just get the prawns, mate. Yeah, we'll be right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to try and ring her later on. I want to find out exactly what's going on because I know she's having an operation today. I don't know the exact one.
No, you don't.
So we'll find out.
And it is day surgery. Like, she's supposed to be back tomorrow. So we are curious about what sort of surgery it is.
Sure it is. Anyway, we'll find out.
Excellent. We'll give her a call later on in the show.
But, you know, as we do, mate, and you know how I do, I walk in and go, Tan, what's in the news?
Yep.
Because she's my news source.
She is, yep.
I don't like reading it. A bit depressed.
You generally read the headline and then Tanya fills you in on the rest?
Sometimes I don't even bother with that anymore, mate.
Perfect.
Because it's all clickbait, right?
Yeah, oh, it is.
None of it's true.
Oh, it's, yep.
But the only, I thought I'd better have a quick look.
Okay.
Be over some news.
Absolutely.
And this is literally the first news story I clicked onto.
Okay.
Cost of living crisis forces our kids to move back home. Bloody hell, mate.
Jeez.
I'm only 1 year of kicking him out.
he'll be 18 pretty soon, won't he?
Now he's not going to go. I'm going to be paying for him till I die.
When did you move out of home for the first time, Steve? I know you were like a fisherman.
Hang on, Ross. Move out or kicked out?
Let's start with moved out.
Honest, yeah. I was a late...
A late to the party
funny,
moving
Tanya
out.
Tanya and I have talked about this. I think she moved out at 17 and things like that, pretty young.
Yep.
I reckon I was, because I was in the family business.
Yeah.
22. Honestly.
I'm the same as you.
Oh, good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no.
I was about 22 because, you know, I thought...
You had it too good at home.
Well, I went to a mate who'd moved out. And you know what? He opened his cupboard. No clean clothes or iron.
Exactly.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. You'd go into his cupboard.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I bet you his fridge was bare as well.
And you'd
apart from beer.
You'd sit in the lounge at dinner time.
Yeah.
No one brought meals. It was the weirdest thing. I said, where's your mum? Because I'm a bit hungry. He goes, no, I'll leave here on my own.
Yeah.
Steve. And no Uber Eats those days.
No Uber Eats. So you had to do it all yourself,
100%. Everything came out of a tin, man.
Oh.
That's what I'm telling you now. And I don't know if you know this, right?
Yeah.
Because it's still available. All right? It's still available. I saw it the other day. Have you ever heard of Deb?
Deb. D-E-B. Deb. Yep. No, never heard of it.
Okay. It's mashed potato in a packet.
Oh, my God. Like Deb potato. I would love that.
Do you know it, Ty? Okay, so it's in a packet.
And what do you do? Do you heat it up in the microwave or put a bit of milk with it?
We didn't have microwaves there, mate. We had steam-driven toasters.
Sorry, yes.
But you just open a packet, mix it with some water, and it stirs and thickens and becomes mash.
Oh, my God.
You whack that in with a tin of Watties and nothing else. Watties spaghetti.
You got yourself a great little meal there.
Why did I never leave home?
Exactly. It's too funny, though. Like, being at home with the parents, especially a mum that, like, I think your mum was a bit like my mum, did everything for me.
When you went back with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Do you want a cup of tea? I'll get it, Mum. No, love. No.
Exactly.
You sit there. Don't you move.
Exactly.
Yeah, how things changed when we moved out.
Definitely. All right. We're away. It is a Tuesday.
Oh, bloody hell. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel again.
Billy Joel!
Who would have thought? Tell her about it. Triple M Mornings.
Tanya and Steve's On the Line.
Hey, just a quickie here, because this is very close to my heart, right?
Okay.
I've already told you about Deb.
Deb.
It's like I'm giving you a history lesson of my life.
There you go. I've written it down.
40 years ago today, and it was rolling around in the news today, a stand-up comedian video was released and is still one of the most watched stand-ups. And you know how now on Netflix and HBO and everything, there's a stand-up for everyone.
100%.
And even the bloke down the RSL gets his own HBO special these days, right?
Yep.
Those days...
It was just a video, VHS kind of thing?
Yeah. It was VHS, but, you know, you'd get Cosby's and... Anyway, this guy was new and fresh to us. We didn't know him. He was about to star in Beverly Hills Cop.
Ah.
Who is it?
Eddie Murphy.
Well done.
Yep.
Because Delirious it was called. He came out in a red leather suit, Michael Jackson style.
I remember, I can picture it, and I can picture the video, because I was never allowed to borrow it at the video store.
There you go.
Because it was like too rude, I think.
Exactly. Yep. So I thought, look, you've got to play a bit from it, because it's so familiar, either to people who have heard it, and grown up like me, or that have never heard of it before, right? Then I thought, no, there's not too many. I looked hard.
Yes.
Right? So here's a bit, and everyone who's seen it will remember, where Eddie spotted about an 8-year-old kid in the audience. And he then started going off with the parents going, well, aren't you a great mum and dad? You know, he'd been swearing for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So he tried to think of a kid joke, right?
Yep.
So this is famous. Okay. And he's seen a kid in the audience. He thought, okay, what joke can I do for this kid?
A bear and a rabbit are taking a shit in the woods. And the bear turns to the rabbit and says, excuse me, do you have problems with shit sticking to your fur? And the rabbit says, no. So the bear wiped his ass with the rabbit.
That is brilliant.
Now, think about it.
Yeah.
Right, that was the cleanest thing he had.
That was the cleanest.
That was for the little kid.
Oh, that's so funny.
40 years ago this week, gang.
And it's still probably relevant to watch today.
And then he went on to Beverly Hills Cop.
Yep.
A couple other movies and nosedive from there, didn't he?
Daniel and Steve's. First Inch.
All right, here we go. This is where Risey picks his favourite 90s song and we all have to guess what it is, although he has promised me it's from the 80s today.
Yeah, not from the 90s today, Steve. 1-3-3-5-3, give us a call right now. If you can solve it, you'll score a double pass to Van Gogh Alive, the world's most visited multi-sensory experience. It's awesome, Van Gogh Alive. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's posting photos. And, yeah, I tried to trick you with it this morning, the First Inch. I always like to play it to you in the ad break.
Risey just grabs the first inch of the song, okay? So if you can guess that song, that's how you score the tickets. If you're new to the show, that's what it's all about.
So call us now, 1-3-3-5-3. You nailed it straight away, Steve.
2 seconds, mate.
Yep, straight away. Mm. And I thought today might have been different today, but no.
Here they go. Hey, Troy at Fennel Bay, how are you, man?
Good morning, guys. I'm very well. Yourselves?
Good, thank you, mate. Have a close listen to this first inch, Troy. Ooh.
Oh, gee, that's a bit harsh.
I got it, though.
Here we go, Troy. Another listen. Here we go, Troy.
Oh,
that's
not NXS, is it?
Ooh, I can see why you thought that, but no.
Have a great day today, Troy.
Let's go to Jordan. Hey, Jordan Trelby, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Have a listen to this, Jordan. One more.
Oh.
It's hard through the phone, isn't it, Jordan?
Yeah, it does sound like
NXS,
so I don't know.
You're
it
right.
Does. No. Doom, doom, doom.
Well, give her one more.
Yep, here we go. Does sound like NXS.
Nothing.
No, thanks anyways.
That's all right, mate.
Have a great day.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. The phone doesn't help. Maybe Jeff, did you hear it out the radio yet?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Is it I Want to Break Free by Queen?
Ooh,
no. It's not I Want to Break Free, Jeff.
Ooh. No. Wow, okay. Paul at Maitland, how you doing?
Yeah, good, how are you, Steve?
All right, thank you, mate. What do you reckon it is?
Angels of Harlem by
U2. Boom!
Well done.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Rattle and Hum. 1988, I reckon, is it, Bryce?
Yeah, 1988 in the system. Yep.
You're going to Van Gogh Live there, Paul?
That's awesome, Steve.
Mate, you're going to love it. Blow your mind.
Great.
Good man.
Good on you, Paul.
I mentioned there is two bars there as well, Paul.
No worries. Thank you.
Is there really two bars there?
Just thought I'd make mention and food.
And so well, you can have a couple of beers while you're walking around, or do you have to sit down?
No. You can carry one drink in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I just said I had meeting friends in there with my four.
That's what I... Yep, trust Steve. Yep, trust you to do that. No worries.
Is it like Tracer? Oh, that'd be great. Now, I've brought the boys in, meaning, of course, Rise is already here, but we're having a no mum on the show.
Exactly.
So I thought I'd bring the boys in too. Ty.
Hello.
This popped this morning. I had a look and thought, interesting, it was, you know, when the... Americans say what they noticed about Australia.
Yep.
Okay, now there's all the things, the Vegemites and all the standard. This is the first time I've seen this, and I laughed and thought that is so true for Americans, particularly who take everything literally.
Yep.
And this guy said, let me tell you, for the first 5 months I was here, when they looked at me and some strange guy walked into a bar and said, there's your mate, I wondered why they thought I knew him. Is that not the best expression? And it is Australian.
It is.
It's like, hey, Ty, it's your mate.
Exactly. And you always do it to someone, you know, Ty doesn't like. Your mate, Ty, over there. Yeah.
And it's if you say it the other way, it's like, oh, there's your mate. Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. Nope.
You've got to go, your mate. You do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You do it to me every morning when we see Risey.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day, Ty. Like, hey, T. There's your mate, man.
Wait, so the inflection goes up or down when he says my mate's Ty?
You'll never know.
Look at that. We've got to go to the news, Risey.
Oh, look at that. We've got grand final tickets to give away very soon. Yeah, we'll do it.
Your mate.
In the next 15 minutes.
Face off.
You know, we almost changed the name after yesterday for Sean, calling it Lose Your Way to the Grand Final.
Pretty much.
The idea is whoever wins this little battle will get tickets, but then the loser will get carried over to the next day to have another crack, just like you, Sean.
Good morning, Steve. How's it going?
Right. Okay, Sean, your competitor today is Linda from Cessnock. Hey, Linda.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, I'm good, mate. I'm just going to let you know Sean's a bloody good loser.
I might be the same, yeah.
don't become a motivational speaker, please, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I couldn't help
it.
It's
so true, isn't it?
Talking it up.
All right, Sean, Linda, we've got a best of three situation here. You're going to use your names as buzzers. Do you want to make sure they're working?
Linda.
Sean. Oh, they're both working very fast there, Steve.
You did that for Tina, didn't you?
I did, yeah, just for Tina. She loves testing the buzzers.
Yeah, grand final tickets on the line here, guys. But again, of course, if you lose, you get another crack. Here we go. First question. What two teams were defeated for Penrith and Parramatta to get into the...
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Cowboys.
Yep.
Cowboys.
And, yeah. What two teams? For Penrith and Parramatta to get into the grand final.
And the Rabbits.
Yes. Correct.
There we go.
1-0 to Sean. Very quick out of the gates there, Steve.
Wouldn't go as fast on the gate here, both of you, Linda and Sean. Just let me finish it for you. Unless you really want to have a crack.
Because you are going to give a multiple choice, aren't you, Steve?
How many premierships have Penrith won? 12, 5, or 3?
Linda.
Sean.
Yes, Linda.
3.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
Was that a guess, Linda, or did you know that?
It was a bit of a guess. Between 3 and 5, I wasn't sure.
1991, 2003, last year. There you go.
And is it true, Linda, your daughter is a massive Panthers fan?
She's a massive, yes. Well, she started off liking them because they wore pink.
Okay.
Yeah, fair call.
All right, now.
This is the decider.
Decider. First hit on the buzzer, straight to the grand final. Who beat Parramatta in the 2007 grand final?
Sean.
Yes, Sean?
Melbourne Storm.
He's done it. He's not a loser anymore. He's off to the grand final.
Sean, you finally lost the loser tag, champ.
Oh, you beauty. Thanks, Steve.
Enjoy, mate. That's fantastic. I'm glad you got in there. But don't worry, Linda. You can come back tomorrow and scoop them up.
I'll try.
All right.
There you go. Well done, Linda. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And, Sean, who are you going to be taking to the grand final?
More than likely it's going to be me little cheese squad I've got here beside me. My wife and my daughter will probably be going, I'd imagine.
Yeah, nice.
Perfect.
And you haven't got a dog in the fight, have you, Sean?
Sorry, no.
That's cool.
Yep.
Take the family. Have a good day.
Yep.
Enjoy,
yep,
buddy.
And the Knights, the NRLW, they're playing 3:55 as well.
True.
So that's going to be a great game.
That's right.
Great game.
Go the girls. Go the Knights.
Go the girls.
Absolutely. Good on you, Sean. Enjoy the game on Tenure and Steve. And we'll talk to you after that and find out how the grand final was.
Thanks, boys. See you.
See you, buddy.
All right. More chances to go tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah,
we're going to take Linda versus someone else on 133353. It is Tenure and Steve's grand final face-off. More tickets to the big dance tomorrow right here.
Start your day off with Tenure and Steve. And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
Well, at first I just thought T was getting used to us all having one day off a week. You know, they've got third last Thursday.
Absolutely.
And we've got next Monday.
Exactly.
I thought she just picked a day this week and just going to continue on.
I would have picked a Friday, another Friday, I reckon.
You know what know what she's like. She thought that's what everyone would expect.
True. I'll take a midweeker.
Or, what was her excuse again? Some sort of surgery or something?
I believe so.
Okay. I'm going to ring her and find out exactly what it is because I can't quite remember what it is.
All right.
Hello, work wife.
Hello, how are you?
Now, I'll be honest with you, T.
What?
I forgot. You did tell me you had a day surgery, so I rang your dad, Glennie, and I said, do you know what she's getting done? He went, yeah, she's getting her head curved.
Shut up. That's not kind.
Here's our in-joke, everybody. When she was a kid, Glenn, her dad, used to call her Boxhead. Yeah. Oh, there, she's just going to get the grinder out.
It's actually not a bad idea. I'm sure they could manage that these days. Just a little bit of LASIK surgery on the corners.
But it's funny, right? Because once you get over 40, if you're going for a surgery, everyone just says, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what are you getting done?
Hey, what's going on there? So we thought, yeah, okay, T.
Well, look, let's just... Don't say anything when I come back tomorrow looking 43 years younger, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Oh, no, you're not going to come back with Mick Jagger lips, are you?
No, nothing like that. You know it's my little eye surgery from
Crane
accident.
Oh, so. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm actually really nervous, to be quite honest. I still feel sick.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I know, it's stupid.
No, it's not. It's anything like that is always a bit scary, and anything that you're not used to.
Normally I'd be more supportive, Tanya, but I do recall last year when you rang and I was getting a camera up my bottom, you didn't seem as supportive. Normally I'd be like...
Now, hang on, I was the one with the whoopee cushion. Really, wasn't I?
I tell you what, anyone, if you missed it, it's True Current Affair decided to have a look up upon it. Tanya kindly drove me to the hospital, but there was something unnerving about the entire time of her laughing her head off.
Well, look, you know what? I was with my mum and dad yesterday, and my mother said to my father, Glenn, offer to drive you to the hospital. And I'm like, oh, no, guys, it's fine. Michael's having the day off work. He'll drive me. And it's like, I just couldn't. Can you imagine surgery and a trip with my father in the car in one day?
Just too much, Danielle.
Way too much.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, I can't be there to drive you, so I just wanted to give you a call and say, good luck. We're all thinking of you, mate.
Oh, it's no big deal. Just let's keep saying that. No big deal.
No, it's no big deal.
Are you allowed to eat this morning, Tanya, or are you fasting at the moment? Like, are you feeling all right?
I haven't eaten a thing, but I guess the positives, if I do get to wear an eye patch,
yep,
it can be Talk Like a Pirate Day every day of the year.
And also, too, with the grand final coming up, being a Penrith supporter, you're all one-eyed.
It'll work perfectly.
It'll work perfect, mate.
And I'm sorry I wasn't there with the recorder this morning. I do apologise.
Yeah, our rock and recorder Tuesday segment, Roosday segment. Didn't go to air as normal, Tanya. We missed you.
I apologise. We can do it twice tomorrow if you want.
Well, don't think for a minute, mate, that I didn't think in my head, I know what she's like. Why don't we do rock and recorder Wednesday? So we're going to, whether you like it or not.
Well, I might have to buy a new recorder. Is my recorder there?
Oh, it's in the bin over there, Rice.
Just behind you. Oh, yeah, sorry. It's in two pieces. Did you have two? Two half ones?
It was me just being visual. Rice said, shall we do Rocky Recorder Tuesday? And I went, snap, no. Mate, good luck,
yeah,
love
ya. Good luck
today. It'll be right. Oh, it's nothing, T. Oh, that's not a good giggle.
No, that's not. Good luck, Tanya. We'll see you tomorrow if you're feeling up to it. All right, there's Tanya off to get surgery today on her eye. Yes, not, eye surgery today.
Not like Tanya be nervous about something. Textpert
Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
Morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
I guess all the talks continue about the Optus hack, isn't it?
I've got breaking news this morning. The hacker, alleged hacker anyway, has who put a ransom out on the weekend of $1 million.
We're still wondering about that, actually, Trevor. Well, was it Dr. Evil?
$1 million. I mean, it's actually a low amount when you think about the size of Optus, right?
Yeah.
But to validate their ransom claim, they published 200 lines of information to kind of say, trust me, we've got the info. Here it is. This morning, they've released 10,000 more lines.
Wow.
And I've got to tell you,
yep,
I've got a hold of the data, and the word Medicare appears in here. So when we talk passports and driver's license numbers, I think we've also got Medicare details. So personal identifying information is the biggest risk of this whole hack, because identity fraud is such a big risk, such a big cost, and that's going to be the ongoing problem that everyone, possibly 10 million people, I don't know how many there are because Optus won't tell us, but
the other thing,
it's
Trevor,
definitely 5 or 6 million.
I don't know if you've heard, Trev, but I'm sure you have, but it's not only current customers of Optus.
That's right. It's Optus CEO last week said it dates back to 2017. I can tell you that looking at the data, a couple of people that I've spoken to in the database world say it looks like this was a migration of data from May 2017. So it looks like May 2017 through to now. And I'll give you an example. When the 5G iPhone came out, the iPhone 12, 2 years ago, I signed up to, because I'm with Vodafone, I signed up to Telstra and Optus so that I could test their 5G capabilities.
Yeah.
So guess who got an email on the weekend about having my driver's license and everything stolen from Optus?
Oh,
Trevor Long.
Wow.
Because I was a customer for 1 month. So,
I mean, that in itself is frightening. There'd be a lot of people thinking like you too. But so, okay, what can we do? If it's you, you're Optus, what really can you do?
Everyone, assume you're a victim. Okay, that's the first thing. It's terrible to say, but you just have to at this point if you have anything to do with Optus. And really, there's two things that you need to do. Firstly, be hyper-vigilant about every email and text message you receive, because they'll be like, hi, Steve, we know your birthday's in this month, and it'll feel familiar because they know so much about you, but it's a scam. The second thing is understanding your credit reference history. So get a credit score done now. Check, you know, how your actual credit score is, and then keep an eye on that. Optus is offering 12 months, and they'll do this in the next few days, 12 months free access to a credit reporting agency who will give you regular updates, and that's what we need. We need our identities protected. But that's going to have to last a long time, and I don't know how Optus is going to keep that up. They're likely to get a class action here.
Well, I was about
it's
to
not
say,
going to be good.
The class action, there's, you know, word of that going around, of course, and it's like, well, you know, if that's the case, well, Optus will be shut down, wouldn't they? I mean,
I haven't looked at the Optus finances, but this has to be a multi-billion-dollar problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you think about, even if it's just 3.6 million people whose driver's license details are stolen, $1,000 each, that's nearly $4 billion, folks.
Wow. There you go. And again, mate, for people that don't quite, you know, because we do, we hear of hacks all the time, and, you know, some of us don't take it as serious as others, of course, but the idea is that they once they get a hold of your identity and all the gear, they can go and get a loan from somewhere or they can use it. It's not, I think people
and
think
you won't
it's
know
about
until
getting
you
into
go
your...
to apply for a loan. When you go and refinance your house and they go, you defrauded, you defaulted on a $10,000 credit card, and you're like, I did not.
Yep.
It's because a scamster did that.
And no one's held accountable.
No, because how are we going to track these people down? Good luck.
Exactly. Mm. Well, thank you, Trevor. That's what we wanted to do. Just get across.
A bright and rosy morning for you.
I know, but it's good to hear it from you. That way we can go, okay, this is kind of far more serious than maybe it's not just media hype and clickbait. It's a real deal, isn't it?
It's a real deal. Sorry, folks, but keep an eye on your identity and your emails.
All right. Thank you, Trevor.
Cheers.
There's Trevor Long, EFTM.com. That is his website. Check it out today. Everything for the man.
Have you ever been with Optus?
I've been with Optus for about 13 years, and I'm still with Optus at the moment.
That's great. I'm going to go get a home loan under Ryan Schultz.
Good luck. My credit history isn't good, Steve.
You know how much I'm going to get, Rosie?
How much?
$1 million.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve. And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
I saw this yesterday, and I thought I'll bring it on the show today because I know as dads, you and I, right?
Yep.
Okay, we like to think that we've got a bit of authority.
Oh, yeah.
We're the dads.
A little bit.
For Ty, our producer, he'd be Ty. Your dad, bit of authority, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then I watched this and realised this is probably really showing us, okay? Now, the guy's Brad Upton. I follow him. He's a comedian, but he brings up a point of... We're going back when he was a kid. He's an older comedian.
Yep.
So there was no mobiles then. It was just the phone. And his dad didn't answer the phone. Anyway, have a listen to what he says, but listen to when he gets to the bit when he tells his son the story.
My dad never answered the phone. He wasn't getting out of his big old chair. That phone rang, he'd just look at us kids. It was our job to answer the phone, right? I was telling my son that story one day. He goes, why didn't you tell your dad to get the phone? My World War II Marine dad? I tried it once. When I woke up, that phone was inside me.
God.
See what I mean?
Yes.
A kid, I'm not kidding, a kid right now would look and go, why don't you just tell him to do it himself?
Yeah.
That's how much hand we've got at home.
Absolutely.
Now, would you do that to your father, Ty? If he said, get the phone, Ty, would you go, oh, why don't you get it, Dad?
Oh, no, if he asked me to get the phone, I'd get it, absolutely.
See, we got to get more of that, Ryze.
Definitely. I've got none of that. Some of my kids say, do something, and I go, how high do you want me to jump? Seriously, it's ridiculous.
You know, the standard thing, too, and I think they were actually doing commercials about it, how, you know, it's not a good thing to encourage your kid to do, but you're at the barbecue, you yell out to your son or daughter, grab us a beer while you're in there, love, you know, and they might be 8, 10, whatever.
Yep.
You know, and I remember they were saying, don't do that, it encourages them to drink. Yeah, right, anyway.
Exactly.
But now, I'd love to yell that out to BJ. Mate, can you go and get me a beer? It's just there, Dad. Yeah, I know that, but while you're in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going the other way.
Mate, you're standing next to the fridge. Come on, BJ.
You're going the other way, are you, mate? But, look, eventually I'm sure you'd get it.
Yep.
If I begged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other one with the phone as well, if my dad ever did answer the phone, like, say if I'm away and if my dad answered the phone, he would be like, oh, hey, Ryan, how you going? I'll get your mum. Without even wanting to have a, like 13-second conversation.
100%.
I'll get your mum.
Yep.
Like, okay, Dad, see ya.
I used to. Have a good day. You know what I hated, though, between that? What? If mum was out the back. Because then you had to talk to Dad. It's like, g'day, boy. Hey, Dad. I'll get your mother. Bet! All right, she's coming.
And then what do you ask him? How's it going?
How's things?
Yeah, going all right, Dad.
She's still coming up the stairs now, boy. So all I would get
narrates it.
I would get a commentary of mum coming to the phone.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, we were close.
It's Tanya and Steve. It's Triple M. It's 7:25. We're going to get JR spin on sport.
He didn't even know my name.
They take care of it all. Get real. Get an all-steel shed.
This is about the time of year we hear of the sacrifices players make for grand final glory. I guess the most jarring was last Friday, Mitch Moses from Parramatta missing the birth of his daughter to play not the grand final, but the game to get to the grand final. Likewise, no parental leave for Jerome Luai this week. Had a baby yesterday. Yeah. No, he's back to training today and all that. We've heard of players playing for the Bunnies with broken ribs on Saturday night. Teams go on booze bans for months leading up. In the AFL, Geelong said the sacrifices players made over the last few years through COVID helped them win the AFL Premiership. So they're quite dramatic examples. But there are quite simple things that athletes sacrifice daily as well. I was speaking to boxer Nikita Zhu yesterday, who fights in Newcastle next week. After his fight, he's hanging out for...
I'm a sucker for a burger. I love the juiciness. I love the art of how they look, the level of detail some of these burger joints go into making them.
He spoke as passionately about burgers as he did for any boxing question because he's hanging out for one so much. And I was thinking about that as I went through the drive-thru on the way home yesterday. From burgers to booze to the birth of your baby, I wouldn't give up any of them.
Mm.
No matter what you paid me, and not every athlete is paid as well as the AFL or NRL players.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, when you think of sacrifices sport expects, demands, or assumes you make every day, and this is not, I feel sorry for athletes
because
get a lot, you always hear of what they get. You don't hear of what they give up on a daily basis. And this is kind of that weekend where you think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to be on the field and have that grand final win? No, I'm quite happy watching, thanks.
If
you actually sit down and think about, okay, that day, you know, you knock off after a hard day at work, you might crack a beer. No, not an option for another 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be paid $100,000 or $150,000 or $500,000, but the decision is still the same. And because you've got so much time on your hands, you've got more time to think about what you're not getting.
Well, I'm just having to think those three options you gave. They were booze,
burgers, and the birth of your baby.
Yeah, look, I could do with. I've seen babies born. That's all right.
I'm with you, Steve.
And I tell you what, the cameras on our phones these days, I'm sure it'll be a fantastic video.
Exactly.
All right, but the other two.
And the burgers,
no way.
Oh, that's what they're giving up.
Come on, you're an elite athlete.
Thank you, JR. There's JR's spin on sport. Here at thanks to All Steel Sheds. They take care of it all. Get real. Get an all-steel shed today. 8 o'clock today, your chance to win $5,000. It's been so close to going off just this past week. If you can nail five words the exact same as Steve today, you'll get that $5,000 with our 5K payday here at Newcastle's Triple M.
Ooh-wee. What up with that? Oh, what up with that?
I got a text yesterday afternoon, right?
Yep.
Someone who texts me a lot. I don't want to give away who it was, but Lucy, your wife, said...
Oh, no, what is she... Oh, no, what this is about.
Ask Ryan...
Mm-hmm.
Not even Risey.
Yes.
Ask Ryan about his flat tyre yesterday. Mm. And then the photo came.
Yes.
And there's you next to the flat tyre.
Yes.
Front. Left-hand side, I noticed, mate.
Front left-hand side is,
Then,
see the photos taken from about 100 metres away as well?
By some spy, by the look of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then there's what looks like an NRMA man changing it for you.
Yeah, that does... It does look like that in the photo there, Steve.
Oh! Come on, mate.
His name was Wayne. He was a lovely man.
Good on you, Wayne.
And as you can see, as he's changing my tyre, I'm there just yakking away, having a chat to him, explaining how I smashed my front tyre.
Is that what you did? You hit a gutter or something, did you?
Well, according to Wayne,
because
he was a kind of like a burly NRMA tough man.
Bluff bloke.
I said I hit a piece of timber that was in the middle of the road that I didn't see. But
he's lying, Wayne.
But I actually collided with the gutter and it went pop.
For those that may be new to the show, Rizey's the guy who put petrol in his diesel motor.
Yeah, this car is cursed. This van is cursed.
No, you're an idiot. Nothing wrong with the car. The car didn't drive into the gutter. You did. The car didn't fill itself up with petrol. You did.
Yeah, there is the all common right? denominator of there me is, in this yeah, scenario.
And it's you.
So, yeah, Steve.
Now, be honest with me. Did yes. your father teach you how to change a tyre?
When I was 17, 18, getting my first car, I had a yeah. Ford Laser. My dad did teach me how to change it. So get the... I can't even remember.
Get the jack out.
Yeah. Put it here. Yeah. This is where you do it. This is how you crank it up. You take the bolts off, the wheels like that. But that's a long time ago, Steve.
You know what I like about that, Rise? Even as you described it?
Yep.
Already the car's fallen on you because you didn't put the handbrake on.
Oh, no! I forgot about the handbrake.
So you've jacked the car up and yep. It's rolled. But anyway, all right.
So I thought...
You can't change a tyre, can you?
I can't change a tyre, and not only could I not change a tyre, because it's a van, I went into the back where I thought the tyre was.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get the spare tyre out because it's actually underneath the car.
Yeah. Oh, the van, because...
Yeah, because it's underneath the van, and right. I couldn't get it off. I couldn't get the spare tyre off, so I'm like, you know what? I'm a member of NRMA. I'm going to sneakily call them. No one will know what's happened.
Oh.
But then my brother saw, texted Lucy. Lucy took a photo, and now everyone's kind of... thinks that my man card should be revoked because I called the NRMA to change a tyre.
What I'm going to do here, Ryze, I can go two ways.
I can ask
for other guys that are happy to confess to say they can't change a tyre.
I reckon we'll get plenty.
We're not going to do that, right?
Okay, no.
I want to talk to women who can change tyres.
Women who can change tyres.
Please call the show and tell Risey, and myself, if you can change a tyre and you've emailed.
133353, that is our phone number. Well, but why would you... I was just saying, why would I change the tyre myself when someone can do it for me? Wayne, the lovely guy from NRMA, can do it for me.
Anyway, if you're a woman and can change your tyre, and to be honest with you, I don't even care if you lie, ring up and just
make
show
me feel Rizey. Better.
We'll make you feel worse.
All right, 133353. Oh, no, the phones have lit up, Steve.
Ask me if I can change your tyre, right?
Steve, can you change your tyre?
Not telling. Horrible episode of you yesterday calling an NRMA man to come and change your tyre because you can't.
And I do feel a little bit bad, Steve, because they did say that they are super, super busy. And yeah. I was like, well, this is super, super important. I need four wheels.
I have found out during the song that the truth behind it is, right, he didn't want to break a nail. Jackie from Weston, I did ask, are you a woman? Can you change a tyre?
I can change a tyre, but I have to admit, I called the NRMA for a flat tyre in Sydney last week.
Right.
But what? I've had shoulder surgery.
Oh, Rizey!
Oh, Jack! I was going to say smart woman, smart person.
I love you, Rizey, but...
No, thank you, Jack. You've said enough. That's fantastic. We'll move on to April now.
No, I'd had shoulder surgery too, Steve.
Hello, April. Can you change a tyre?
Of course I can change a tyre.
Rizey!
How do you do it, April? It's hard.
Oh, it's not that hard. My dad's rules were if you can't change a tyre, you... be driving.
100%.
That is a good call.
There you go.
You know the funny thing?
What?
I've lived on rural land and can actually help change tractor tyres.
There you go. Oh,
well, they must be easier than little van tyres there, April.
I'm having so much fun here. On the phones,
thanks,
there
April.
Is smoke coming off the phones. Hello, Wendy of Valentine. Can you change a tyre?
Absolutely.
Rizey!
Oh, no, Wendy, you're going through a tunnel. We can't hear you.
Not only that, I'm going to tell you something, Rizey. When I was 17 and first got my first car, my dad would not let me drive that car until not only could I change a tyre, but do a full service and a tune-up.
I think, you know what, Wendy?
That's amazing.
I think we should just reinvent that now and Lucy, his wife, not let him drive the car.
You need to be teaching your daughters how to do this.
Yeah.
Wendy, you could
when
not
they
be
get
more
older.
True. Yeah, no, you. No. It's true. They need to be able to do this and
training.
I need to learn.
To be fair,
yes,
Wendy,
you do.
To be fair, Lily, his 3-year-old, Helen?
Yeah, three.
Lily,
yeah.
She can change a tyre. All right, we'll go on to Diane from Maitland. Hey, Di, can you change a tyre?
Definitely.
Good girl. What do you think of Rizey not being able to?
He should be utterly embarrassed. Can you imagine?
Tell us what you really think, Diane.
Well, the first thing my father taught me when we had to get our licence was how to change a tyre.
There you go.
Yep.
The first thing Rizey's father taught him was how to dial NRMA.
I know, how to press those buttons. Like, terrible.
All right.
And you can imagine your kids, your daughter or your son stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere waiting for NRMA.
Can you imagine the shame?
That's right. You should be totally ashamed of yourself.
Oh, my God. All right.
Thank you, Diane. Really appreciate the pep talk. Thanks.
I don't think there's anything better than wrapping this up with a good, wholesome country girl from Dungog. Hello, Jess.
Hey, how you doing?
Give it to him.
Yeah, I can definitely change a tyre.
Okay. You guys are all better than me. Well done, Jess.
Did your dad teach you, Jess?
Yes. He was very much promoting the things you need to learn before you move out of home.
Yes.
So changing a tyre was on. What else was on the list? I should write this down and make sure I can do some of them.
Well, one of them was tie shoelaces.
Got that. Ooh, yeah. Well, I've nailed that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure, mate. I always find those bows a little too big.
Have you had to do it, Jess? Change a tyre, like, on the side of the road?
I sure have.
With her eyes closed, mate. On the side of the road between Dungog and here, which in a dark middle of the night, wasn't it, Jess?
Oh, not quite, but I was in the middle of a work day and I had to get lifts between work meetings and the car, which was locked on the side of the road. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Much to everyone's amusement at work.
Basically, Jess was her own pit crew, mate. She wouldn't be out there yet. So there you go, Ross. Hang your head in shame, mate.
Oh, Will. And isn't that funny that everyone's dad pretty much taught them to do it?
Yeah, well, yes.
It was like prerequisite. If you get a car, you got to you got to change the tyre.
And when you think about it, just another thing you can't do for your kids, mate.
I might have to Google. I might have to YouTube it, Steve. Surely it's on YouTube.
Oh, it is.
It's Daniel and Steve. Triple M, thanks for your calls. You can call us anytime, 133353. Feel free to abuse us anytime you want.
Anytime.
Steve's
5K
payday.
Oh, Susie, I'm going to do my best for you, mate.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Okay, I better get myself into the booth.
How do you normally go with these, Susie, as Steve departs his...
Quite well, thanks, Rosie.
You go away, Steve. I'm asking Susie, how do you normally go when you're playing along in the car and everything?
I never go too well playing in the car any game, so...
Okay.
I've got my fingers crossed.
Okay, well, you don't seem very confident. Let's spark that confidence up. Let's lock brains with Steve. Do you know how this thing works, how this game works?
I've got a good idea, yes.
Perfect. I'll give you the five words. You're just going to give me five responses. Steve can't hear responses. When he gets back out of the brute booth, if his responses match yours, it's $5,000 coming your way, Susie.
That would be amazing.
All right, big deep breath. Here we go. Your five words start right now. First word is bacon.
Eggs.
Second word, skate.
Park.
Nice, skate park. Third word, checkers.
Checkers. Board. Oh, no.
You can change your mind. It's not your first answer. You can think about it. So third word, checkers.
Checkers. Oh.
What are you thinking there, Susie?
I'm just thinking of playing checkers.
Yep. So you got your black and your white and your checkers and you thought board. Checkers.
Yeah, I'll go board.
Looking board. Fourth word, flannelette.
Sheets.
Sheets. And your last word is kiss.
Kiss.
K-I-S-S.
Steve. Band.
I reckon that's a great answer. One of Steve's favourite bands is Kiss. So I think that's a fantastic answer you've locked in there, Susie. Let's run through those. Bacon, eggs, skate park, checkers, board, flannelette sheets, Kiss, band. I reckon you've nailed those. Are you happy to lock in board for checkers?
I'll leave that because if I change it, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, leave it. All right, we'll bring in Steve out of the soundproof booth. Here he comes, Susie. Yeah, I think you've really tried to think like Steve there, and I think you've done a really good job.
Jeez, you two took your time.
Look, I'm a bit slow, Steve.
Oh, no, that's all right. So am I, Susie, so that's a good start.
There was one in particular. Actually, Susie really tried to think like you today, Steve, but there was one in particular she was a little bit unsure of.
Okay.
Okay, you ready to roll,
I'll do
Steve?
My best, Susie. Here we go. Righto.
Okay, bacon.
Egg.
You happy to lock in egg? Egg?
Oh, eggs. I have bacon and eggs.
Yep, eggs. Lock in eggs. Skate.
Board.
Checkers.
Oh, wow.
This was the one Susie really struggled with.
So, you have a checkers board. You have a skateboard. Well, I should just answer everything board. I'm going to have to say checkers board because... The only thing would be chess to me, but anyway, checkers board, a board.
Flannelette is your fourth word. Flannelette.
High fashion. High fashion, mate.
High fashion.
Flannelette shirt.
Shirt. And your last word, kiss. Now, Susie really tried to think like you in this one.
Banned.
You nailed that one.
Oh, come on. What did I... How many did we get?
3 out of 5.
Where'd we go wrong?
Susie.
I'm happy. I got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. So, flannelette, this it was either one or the other.
Flannelette, oh, she said sheets.
She said sheets. Oh, Susie, yeah. You said sheets. And the only other one, this is an easy one as well.
Like skate park?
Skate park. Yeah. Skate park instead of skateboard. I think you guys absolutely nailed those words, though.
Sorry, Suze.
That's okay. I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, good.
I didn't bum out completely.
No, you didn't.
That's true.
So close. And you've scored a double pass to a Down the Green presenting Sting live in Badgeon, Hunter Valley, Saturday, February 18. You're going. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster, but you can go.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Go ahead, Susie.
Well done, Susie.
What? The checkers one. So she said board.
Yep. But that was the one that Susie was really kind of... She locked in board straight away and then took about 30 seconds going, oh, wait a second, I don't know about this one.
You don't see checkers very often anymore, do you?
Not at all.
And who's writing our words? Poppy. She's
got Poppy out the back. And the only other word I would have said for that, like you said, chess. Checkers and chess.
I'm pretty sure in Newcastle there was a nightclub called Checkers.
Was there?
She said nightclub. Just so people going, I remember that.
I remember that nightclub.
I could be wrong, but I think there was.
All right, back tomorrow, same time, just after 8 o'clock, we play our 5K payday. 5 words, 5 responses, $5,000. We chuck it on the line every single morning.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve.
And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
It's Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. There's Lifehouse hanging by a moment. It's 20 past 8. This is Steve in the chair today. Tanya and Steve. Tanya, away today.
Since we haven't got Tanya today, I thought I'd use this opportunity to gather the boys of the show.
Yeah.
So, Risey, of course.
Hello.
Hamie from the news.
Hello, men.
And EP Ty. Okay?
Yes.
All right, because I thought we'd just have this moment. We don't get this opportunity, right?
Okay.
And I said... And it was hastily made. I did say to Ty, go and make me some big butch manly intro for this segment I want to do. He said, I'll be back in a jiffy, Steve.
Mentor.
What are you doing? I wanted football big hits. Oh, anyway, all right, welcome to Man Talk.
Man Talk.
We're starting well.
Now, here's what's going to go, guys. Is anything you need to know.
I'm
the statesman of this show.
Yes.
I can assure you there's not much I don't know about women. My mother was one. My ex-wife was one. Even my sister was one. So there's not too much I don't know. And I thought I'd give you all the opportunity. And now I'll get the ball rolling, right?
Okay.
Because I know you're all confused. When a woman will just see, maybe just a towel on the floor. You're confused because she doesn't just pick it up and put it away, or she doesn't say, could you do that?
Mm.
She says, are you finished with that towel?
Ah, yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, sometimes I like to say, yes, I am finished with that towel. And then just see the next response.
There you are. There you are.
And it's normally, pick up that towel, put it away, hang it up. It's not going to dry us in there, and the bed's going to get wet.
It's probably not good having Risey in on this subject.
Anyway.
He might get a bit hostile.
Sorry.
All right. No. But any other questions, guys, you need to know? Anything at all?
Oh.
There is the third rule, always two. When you go, what's wrong? Okay, they get 3.
Okay.
All right, so it's, what's wrong?
Nothing.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Come on, what's wrong? Nothing. All right, and there you go. Press it.
Well, a similar question
when
she says, I'm fine, obviously means she's fine, doesn't it, Steve?
Absolutely, is that right? Hamish.
That's good.
Don't.
Good to know.
Absolutely. What's wrong with you? I'm fine. If she does it in a stern way, she's making sure you get the message that she's all good.
Yes, that's right, exactly. Good to know. I write this down.
Good, write that down.
Ty's got a question,
fine.
I believe.
Yes, Ty.
What about, is she prettier than me?
Well, straight away you have to observe. Straight away, if she is, then be honest, because women love honesty, Ty, all right? you don't want to start in a relationship or with someone close in your family and they think you're a liar. So always, appraise the situation. And if that other girl is prettier, say absolutely.
And what if she then follows up with, do I look fat in this?
Yeah, does my butt look big in
again,
this dress?
Again, it's a refer to question. Yeah, answer, answer right.
Always
there,
be
right.
honest.
Yep. Always be honest, always be observational, yes, fellas, yes, because there's right. nothing a woman hates more than a lying man.
Steve, I've got a question for you, Steve. Yes.
What is it, Rizey?
Why do headaches tend to come on at night time more so?
You'll find... No, that's a... I'm glad you've gone in a medical direction.
Yeah, just like a health-related question for you,
It's because
you,
she
Steve,
in no way at all finds you attractive anymore.
Just write that down. Damn it.
And for all the guys listening, bear up when you get older and they use the old menopause excuse. That's a cracker. Oh, yeah, that's a cracker. You just don't want to do it, do you? Not really, not with you. Is the truth.
See, there you go. Honesty.
Honesty is the best policy, yeah, always, exactly.
So I think hopefully what you guys take away from this is the more honest a man you are, the more they'll love you, particularly on the pretty one. Yep. That's a very important thing to do.
Thank you, Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve. You're welcome, every fellow listening.
And that was the
first even the women are cheering me on right now, just going, thank you, Steve, for getting that across.
I don't know about that. That was the first episode of... What a man, what a man, what a man. And from
tomorrow, we'll be discussing peri-menopause, which is another wonderful subject.